The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 2. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on May 16th, 2014, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jnanam Teham Savijnanam. See, put it back in 7-2 or jump back to 1. Idam vakshyam yasheshataha. Idam vakshyam yasheshataha. Yajgatvaneya buyon yajgatvaneya buyon yajgatavyam avishishyate. I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know. Purport by Prabhupada. Complete knowledge includes knowledge of the phenomenal world, the spirit behind it, and the source of both of them. This is transcendental knowledge. The Lord wants to explain the above-mentioned system of knowledge because Arjuna is Krishna's confidential devotee and friend. In the beginning of the fourth chapter, this explanation was given by the Lord and is again confirmed here. Complete knowledge can be achieved only by the devotee of the Lord in disciplic succession directly from the Lord. Therefore, one should be intelligent enough to know the source of all knowledge, who is the cause of all causes and the only object for meditation in all types of yoga practice. When the cause of all causes becomes known, then everything knowable becomes known and nothing remains unknown. The Vedas, Mundaka Upanishad, say, Yasmin kasmin bhagavato vigyate sarvamidam vigyatam bhavati.
Dabar aš iki galo paskelbsiu tau ir patyrimų prieinamą ir dievišką žinojimą. Iki galus daugiau nebus ką pažinti. Šios Prabhupados komentaras. Visiškas žinojimas apima reiškinių pasaulyje, už jo esančios dvasios ir judvėjo šaltinio pažinimą. Toks žinojimas yra transcendentinis. Viešpats panori išaiškinčio Arjunai aukščiau aprašytą pažinimo sistemą, nes Arjuna artimas Krišnos bhaktas ir draugas. Ketvirtos skyriaus pradžioje viešpas jau aiškino šiuos dalykus, o dabar vėl patvirtino savo žodžius. Visišką žinojimą gali gauti viešpas faktą tiesiogiai iš jo per mokinių seką. Bet reikia turėti išminties, kad pažintum žinių šaltinį, kuris yra visų priežasčių priežastis ir vienintelis visų jogos tipų meditacijos objektas. Suvokus visų priežasčių priežastį, atsiveria viskas, kas pažinu ir nelieka nieko nepažinu. Vedos teigia, kasmin bhagavo vigyate sarva idam vigyatam bhavati.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Shamani Tinamani Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaudavani Pacharini Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschijadesha Tarani.
So in this world, people are looking for knowledge.
Taigi, pasaulyje žmonės ieško žinojimo.
The scientists are looking for knowledge.
Mokslininkai ieško jo.
The scholars are looking for knowledge.
Įvairūs išminčiai.
The philosophers are looking for knowledge.
Filosofai.
But they're looking in the wrong place.
Bet ieško ne ten, kur tai.
And they are looking in the wrong way.
Ir netinkamu būdu.
They're trying to use their imperfect senses to get perfect knowledge.
Žmonės bando panaudoti savo netobulas jusles tam, kad suvokti tobulas žinias.
But that doesn't work.
Bet šitas procesas neveikia.
Imperfect senses means imperfect knowledge.
Netobulas jusles reiškia netobulas ir žinias.
If you want perfect knowledge,
jeigu norit sužinoti tiesą,
there's only one way to get it.
Yra tik vienas būdas.
You have to perfect your senses.
Reikia ištobulinti savo jusles.
This is described by Rupa Goswami.
Tai apibūdina Rupa Goswami.
Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabavet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Muke Hijivado Svayam Eva Spadat Yadaha. With your imperfect senses, you can never understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord.
So, netobulom juslėm niekad nesuvoksite Dievo.
It's only when you engage in devotional service beginning with your tongue that you can purify your senses and become qualified to actually realize what is God.
Galite apvalyti savo jusles ir tuomet turėsite galimybę suvokti tiesą.
This purport Prabhupada quotes this Vedic mantra.
Ir šitame komentare Prabhupada cituoja šitą mantrą.
Then when you know Krishna, you know everything.
Kad kai tu žinai Krishna, tu žinai viską.
So this is the very simple process of learning.
Taigi, tai yra paprastas išminties gavimo procesas.
Once you understand the cause of all causes,
reikia suvokti visą ko priežastį.
Then you can see everything in relationship with that Supreme Person.
Ir tuomet viską bus galima matyti santykyje su šia asmenybe.
As long as you don't see everything in relationship with that Supreme Person,
kol mes nematome visko santykyje su aukščiausiuoju asmeniu,
you are not seeing things properly.
Mes nematome dalykų tokių, kokie jie yra iš tiesų.
You won't be properly oriented.
Mes nesiorientuojame.
You won't be in sync or synchronized with the universe.
Mes neturime harmonijos, neturime sinchronizacijos su visata.
It's like if you have an engine and all the pistons, everything has to be synchronized for it to work properly.
Jeigu jūs išmanote, kaip veikia variklis, jos viduje turi būti viskas sinchronizuota, kad tai visai neveiks.
If something is out of sync, the engine won't run properly.
Jeigu kažkokia detalė yra nesinchronizuota, tuomet variklis neveiks.
So at the present moment, we are out of sync with the Supreme Person.
Taigi šiuo metu mes nesame save susinchronizavę su absoliutu.
We are not in harmony with him.
Neturime harmonijos.
And therefore, in spite of all of our modern so-called material advancement,
todėl nepaisant visos modernios pažangos,
people are miserable.
Žmonės neranda laimės.
They're killing each other.
It's like a
dungeon of rats, this
taip,
material world.
Šitas pasaulis yra kaip požemis pilnas pelių.
But there's no reason for it to be like this.
Bet nėra jokios priežasties to tęsti.
Because Krishna is beautiful.
Nes Krishna yra gražus.
And every single living entity is part of Krishna.
Ir kiekviena gyva būtybė yra jo dalis.
So actually every living being is beautiful.
Todėl kiekviena gyva būtybė yra be galo graži.
By their very nature, every living entity is beautiful and wonderful.
Pagal savo prigimtį.
But that beautiful, wonderful nature of every living entity is covered by ignorance.
Bet šita nuostabi, kiekvienos gyvos būtybės prigimtis yra padengta neišmanimu.
This world, the beauty is covered by ignorance.
Šito pasaulio grožis yra padengtas, paslėptas.
Therefore, people are suffering like anything.
Ir žmonės jo nerasdami kenčia.
As Prabhupada gives the example of the fish out of water.
Panašiai kaip Šila Prabhupada duoda pavyzdį žuvis, kuri yra ne vandenyje.
If the fish is in the water, he's very happily situated.
Jeigu žuvis plaukia vandenyje, jai nieko netrūksta.
He goes, he swims here, he swims there, very happily.
Žuvis plaukia štai čia, labai laimingai.
But if that fish is on the land, he can't function. He is flapping in agony on the beach. So that's our position right now. Therefore, we need somebody to throw us back in the water. That's the spiritual master. That's the Vaishnava, you see. They pick us up and they throw us back in the water.
But
you ever tried to pick up a fish and throw him back in the water? You know what happens? He wriggles out of your hands. You want to help him. You want to help the poor creature, but he won't let you do it because he's so scared when you pick him up. He goes, this wriggles his way out of your hands, you see. He thinks you're going to eat him. So, that's the problem that we have. You see, when the guru or the Vaishnava wants to pick us up and throw us back, and we want to wriggle out of his hands, you see. Don't tell me about Krishna. Don't tell me I have to surrender. Don't tell me I'm caught up in sense gratification. You know? I don't want to hear it. Just tell me that I'm God. That's all I want to hear. I'm God. You see? So it's very difficult to convince someone to become Krishna conscious. This Mayavadi philosophy is very attractive for atheists. This is when it was introduced by Shankaracharya. Lord Buddha had made India an atheist nation, you see.
Buddha padarė Indiją ateistinę šalimi.
So Shankaracharya convinced people to believe in God.
Bet Shankaracharya įtikino žmones tikėti Dievu.
By telling him, you are God.
Sakydamas, kad tu pats esi Dievas.
So for an atheist, you see, well, I don't really believe in God. But Mr. Atheist, if I told you that you are God, do you think you might believe in God? Oh yeah, if I can be God, I'll believe in God, you see. So this Mayavadi philosophy was actually a trick of Shankaracharya to get the people halfway back to Vedic culture. He got them to accept the Vedas, but with a misinterpretation of the Vedas. Especially the Vedanta Sutra. A very philosophical text. Through expert grammatical word jugglery, he twisted out an impersonal understanding from it. We sometimes read in the Vedic literature that the Absolute is Arūpa. A means not form, you see, no form. But if you look in the context of where that verse statement is given, you'll see the transcendental form of the Lord is being described also.
Bet jeigu skaitysite kontekstą, kur ta žodis duotas, pamatysite, kad tai apibūdinama, kad absoliutas neturi materialios formas, bet turi dvasinę.
Therefore, arūpa means no material form.
Taigi, arūpa reiškia jokios materialios formos.
But Shankaracharya, he wanted to establish, it means no form at all.
Bet Shankaracharya's filosofija sakoma, kad apskritai absoliutas neturi jokios formos.
This is called half-hen logic.
Tai vadinama pusė vištos logikos.
Do you know that half-hen logic?
Žinot apie šitą filosofiją?
It's called Ardha Kukuti Nyaya.
Tokiu pavadinimu yra.
The logic of half a hen.
Tai yra pusė vištos filosofijos.
Ardha is half.
Ardha reiškia pusė.
Kukuti is hen.
Kukuti tai višta.
And Nyaya is logic.
O Nyaya tai logika.
So anyway, this farmer, he had a hen.
Taigi, buvo toks ūkininkas, kuris
and he really liked his hen.
Ir višta jam labai patiko.
It laid these big, huge, fat eggs.
Todėl, kad jie didelis kiaušinis.
They commanded a very good price in the market.
Kurias buvo galima už gerą kainą parduoti.
But he was thinking that there's one thing about this hen I don't like.
Bet vienas dalykas, toj višta jam nepatiko.
He eats a lot of feed.
Ta višta nemažai ir valgo.
I spent a lot of money feeding him, so I don't make as much profit as I could be making off of this hen. So this stupid farmer, he got the idea how he can make more money off the hen.
He
said, this end of the head that lays the eggs is very nice. I like the back end of the hen. But the front end that eats, I don't like that. So he took an axe and he cut off the head of the hen.
You see?
And then he was waiting for the hen to lay an egg after them, you see. The stupid farmer. Now the hen is dead, she can't lay any eggs, you see. So Shankaracharya was taking half of the Vedic wisdom. To make it attractive to the stupid people. But half of it is useless. Prabhupada actually said it's better to be an atheist than to be an impersonalist. It's better to be an atheist.
Prabhupada sako, kad geriau būti ateistu.
To honestly say, I don't believe in God. The impersonal says, oh yes, I believe in God. He said.
Bet impersonalistas, jis sako, aš tikiu Dievu.
I'm God, you're God, we're all God. You see.
Dievas.
Oh yes, I believe in God.
Aš tikiu Dievu.
So it's better just to be an atheist, Prabhupada said.
Taigi, Prabhupada sako, geriau būti ateistu.
So anyway, we have to come to this proper understanding of the Vedic wisdom.
Taigi mes turime suvokti vedinę išmintį tinkamai.
One of the really, you could say, cool things about this verse is this.
Tikrai labai nuostabus dalykas šitame tekste yra.
What does the Bible say?
Ką sako Biblija?
Jesus says, I have more to tell you, but you're not ready to hear it now. In the book of John, he says.
Jesus sako Biblijai, aš esu pasiruošęs jums daugiau papasakoti, bet jūs nepasiruošę dar to priimti.
And there is a similar statement in the corollary literatures of the Quran.
Korane yra tokie patys teiginiai.
That there is more knowledge to be revealed.
Yra dar daugiau žinojimo, kurį galima suvokti.
But here,
bet čia,
in the Gita, Krishna says, now I'm giving you everything, there's nothing beyond this.
Čia, sako Krishna, dabar aš duodu viską ir daugiau nėra ką žinoti.
So if we put the Bible and the Vedic, the Quranic literature and the Gita side by side, we say, okay, what do these scriptures say about themselves?
Taigi, jeigu mes paimsime šventrašius ir pažiūrėsime, ką sako Biblija apie save, Koranas ir Gita.
The Bible says there's something beyond this knowledge.
Biblija sako, kad yra dar daugiau.
The corollary literatures of the Quran say there is something beyond this knowledge. And the Gita says, this is it, you're getting the full package right here. So an intelligent person will say, oh, just see. This is where I can get the full knowledge. You see. I can get partial knowledge from the Quran. I can get partial knowledge from the Bible.
Daug žinių yra Biblijai.
But from the Gita I can get full knowledge.
Bet Gitoje yra visas žinias.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
taigi, ponės ir ponai,
would you rather have full knowledge or partial knowledge?
Kiek jums reikia žinių, truputį ar visų?
It's your choice.
Pasirinkit.
The other scriptures are also good.
Visi šventraščiai yra geri.
But they are introductory level scriptures.
Bet jie yra tik tai įžanginiai.
This is the postgraduate study of the theistic science.
O gili teisinio mokslo studija yra čia.
Just like in the university.
Kaip ir universitete.
There's the bachelor level courses.
Yra bakalauro lygmo.
There's the master's degree level courses.
Yra magistro lygmo.
And there's the PhD level courses.
Ir doktorantūra.
Who is the most learned in the subject matter?
Taigi, kas geriausiai išmano dalyką?
The person with the bachelor's degree?
Ar ponas, kuris baigė bakalaurą?
The master's degree?
Ar magistro laipsnį turi?
Or the PhD?
Daktarą.
So if you want a PhD,
jeigu norite daktaro laipsnio,
this is where you get it, you see.
Čia jūs jį galite gauti.
This means better than PhD, Brahman. This is the degree we award. It's called Brahmanstra. Of course, the ladies also get the Brahmanical initiation as well. When they show that they're fixed in this process, you see.
Kada įsitvirtina šiame procese.
So, one should be a little intelligent in this human form of life.
Taigi, žmogus turėtų būti šiek tiek išmintingas.
Don't be a moron.
Nebūti.
A fool, you know.
Asima.
Don't be an idiot.
Idiot.
Don't be a simpleton. Don't be a mudha.
Nebūti asima.
Be intelligent.
Taigi, būti išmintingas.
Human life means to be intelligent.
Žmogus reiškia būti išmintingas.
To analyze, how did I get here?
Analizuoti, kaip aš atsidūrėjau.
Am I simply the product of sex life of my parents?
Ar aš tai esu savo tėvų lytinio gyvenimo produktas?
Or do I have some, am I something beyond simply the chemicals, you see?
Ar aš esu kažkas daugiau negu chemikalai?
The scientists tell us we're only chemicals.
Mokslininkai sakys, kad mes tik chemikalai.
They say, actually, you're nothing but a robot. There's not even a person in there. The chemicals just foolishly think that they're a person. Does that make any sense? How the chemicals can foolishly think that they're a person? They're not. The chemicals can't do that. But the scientists have the audacity to feed us this stupid dogmatic idea that you're nothing but a robot.
Bet mokslininkai taip įsikvėpia, bando mus įtikinti šitą.
Not even a person.
Idėją,
you don't really exist as a person.
Kad mes net neegzistuojam.
It's just people think you're a person.
That's
it.
Like
some mannequin over at the department store. Mannequin? They,
mes kaip manekenai.
You know, in the department store they have a woman or a man there with the clothing on.
Kaip rūbų parduotuvėse būna manekenai.
Some drunk person may go walk by and say, oh Lord, a beautiful girl there, but actually it's just a mannequin, you see. So the scientists say that we're just mannequins, we're not really people,
you see.
So fools may be attracted to such a philosophy. But I personally find it disgusting. The idea that we're not actually living beings, we're just machines.
Man šitą idėją visiškai nepatinka, kad mes tik mašinos.
I'm not satisfied with it.
Aš tuo nesu patenkintas.
It's not scientific.
Nes tai neskamba moksliškai.
It's not logical.
Ir netrodo logiškai.
It's not philosophical.
Ir visiškai nefilosofiškai.
It's not confirmed in any scripture.
Ir jokie šventraščiai to nepatvirtina.
It's just a bunch of what they call scientific delirium madness.
Tai tik tai tokia krūvos kvailių mokslinė fantazija.
I can feel that I'm a person.
Aš jaučiu, kad aš esu asmuo.
The body is changing all the time, you see.
Aš matau, mano kūnas keičiasi.
Now I have an old man's body.
Dabar turiu seną žmogaus kūną.
It's gradually falling apart.
Ir palaipsniui byra,
you see. But I remember when I was a young man going two steps at a time on the way to class in the college days. It's like our British Kishore always running here, running there. I was running like that. Now I'm not running like that anymore. But I have the feeling like that still, you see.
Bet turiu tą jausmą savo
vidu. I still have the feeling to be like them.
Aš noriu taip lakstyti.
And the body doesn't allow, you see.
Bet kūnas jau neleidžia.
So I remember being in a different kind of body than the body I have now, a young man. I remember being in a young man.
Taigi aš prisimenu, kai buvau jaunas, turėjau visai kitą kūną.
So if I'm just a machine, then how I could even, how I could have that kind of a feeling or remembrance? So therefore I'm not a machine. I'm a person who will survive the demise of this material body. Just like I have this, here's the chatter, you see? Now here I am, sitting here talking to you with this chatter on, you see? Now, if I take the chatter off, I'm still the same person, aren't I? Did I change any by taking off the chatter? Am I a different person now? With the chatter or without the chatter, I am the same person. That's a fact. So your body is just like a chatter, that's all. You can be wearing that body or you cannot be wearing that body. It doesn't matter. Whatever is supplied by Krishna, we accept it. If he gives me a male body, a female body, anybody he wants to give me, I just go on serving him, that's all. Just like a chatter, you see.
That's all.
Whatever body I have, whatever Krishna gives me, I'll go on serving him, that's all. And this body is finished, I'll give me another body. I'll either get a brand new material body or I get an incredible spiritual body, either way. Either way, it'll be very good. See, a brand new material body or an eternally youthful spiritual body. Either way, it's a good deal. So therefore we have nothing to lament the demise of the material body. We look forward to getting a refreshed and a new body soon, you see. To go on serving Krishna. We don't require this particular body to serve Krishna. We don't even require being on this earth planet to serve Krishna. I have to be in my Lithuania. No. Or I have to be in my America. No. We can serve Krishna anywhere. We are citizens of Krishna's kingdom. That is our citizenship. This is our passport right here. Kantimala is our passport. You see? So, try to understand this science very with a cool head. And try to mold your life by these teachings. I can guarantee you this. If you will do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
Can someone who is just starting spiritual practice tell to someone that if you know the absolute, you will know everything?
Of course. It's very simple. Let's say you're a little kid. And you don't know anything about anything, really. You're just a dumb little kid.
Yes.
But your father, he wants to teach you arithmetic. And he tells you, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
2 plus 2 yra 4.
And then you visit your uncle's house.
Ir jūs esate pas savo dėdę.
And he's kind of joking with you, well, you're just a little kid, you don't really know anything.
Ir jis jokavėsi, nu ką tu maž vaikį, nieko nežinai.
Oh, my dear uncle, yes, I do. I know arithmetic.
Dėdė, žinau arithmetiką.
You do?
Tikrai, žinai.
Why can you tell me?
Ir ką tu žinai, kad
tai? My dear uncle, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Dėdė, 2 plus 2 tai 4.
You say, oh, that's so wonderful, you know arithmetic.
Oh.
So all you have to do is repeat what you have heard from the bona fide authority.
Taigi, jums tai reikia pakartoti tai, ką išgirdote iš autoritetingo šaltinio.
That is called perfect knowledge.
Ir tai bus tobulas žinojimas.
I'll give you an example.
Duosiu pavyzdį.
Our Shyamasundara and Malati, when they had a little daughter named Sarasvati.
Buvo tokia maža dukrytė Sarasvati.
They were in Vrindavan.
Yeah, buvo Vrindavan.
It's a tiny little girl.
Maža mergytė.
She would go up to some big adult gentleman, she would say, do you know who is Krishna? He's the supreme personality of Godhead. She used to go around and tell people that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And she a learned scholar? No. Is she an advanced devotee? No.
Just
a simple little child. But her knowledge is perfect because she has heard from Prabhupada and she's repeating exactly what Prabhupada said.
Bet jos žinojimas yra tobulas, nes jinai išgirdo iš Prabhupados didžio mokslininko dvasinio ir dėl to, kad tai, ką kartoja, irgi yra tobula.
So if you have faith that Prabhupada is correct and the Vedic wisdom is correct, then you can repeat it.
Taigi jūs turite tikėjimą, kad vedinė išmintis yra teisinga.
But maybe you don't have faith.
O ką daryti, jeigu neturit tokio tikėjimo?
Maybe you think, well, maybe it's not true.
Jeigu jūs galvojate, o gal ta vedinė išmintis neteisinga?
And how you can repeat it?
Kaip ją kartot?
It depends on your conviction.
Taigi, viskas priklauso nuo jūsų įsitikinimų.
Do you understand that my spiritual master is a perfect representative of Krishna?
Jeigu suprantat, kad mano dvasinis mokytojas atstovauja Krishna?
Do you understand that my our Srila Prabhupada is a perfect representative of Krishna. And you understand that Krishna is the supreme authority who knows everything perfectly. And then you repeat what you have heard. Then you can tell the whole world. When you know Krishna, you know everything.
Žinai viską.
Next question, all right, go ahead.
Dar vienas klausimas iš šios dienos temos, kad norint pažinti absoliutą, reikia apvalyti savo jausmus, kad buvo iš teksto pasakyta. Ir kad, reiškiasi, yra tobula, kai viskas vyksta sinchronizuotai. Bet čia gyvūnai skaitosi yra žemesniai negu žmonės, taip sakoma. Bet jų jūslės yra tobulos. Jie tobulai veikia su gamta. Tai kaip čia yra?
It was mentioned today that we have to purify our senses and to become synchronized with God.
Yeah.
But we see the animals, they don't have purified senses, but they very nicely working synchronized with nature.
Yeah.
So how to understand?
Yes, you should learn from the animals how to become properly situated with synchronized with nature. The human beings at the present time are lower than animals. We can take the animals as our gurus. They are perfectly executing their duties as animals. The dog's duty is to bark. And he barks. Ruff, ruff, ruff. That's his duty. So he does his duty perfectly. So you should learn from the dog. The dog is your guru, you see. The dog does his dog duties very nicely. So you have to find out as a human being, what is my duty? That is described in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato brahma jigyasa. As a human being, now you must inquire what is the absolute truth.
Žmogus turi ieškoti absoliučios tiesos.
So we should take the animals as our gurus. And see how they're executing their animal duties perfectly. It's a fact the animals are perfectly in harmony with nature, that's a fact. Who's polluting this planet right now? Is the birds? Who's polluting the rivers? Who's polluting the air? Who's turning this planet into hell? Is it the animals?
Gyvūnai?
No, it's the human beings are polluting this planet right now.
Žmonės.
Because we're not living in harmony with nature.
Nes negyvenama harmonijoje su gamta.
Our nature is to inquire about the absolute truth as human beings.
Mūsų prigimtis yra ieškot absoliučios tiesos.
So we have to learn from the animals and do our duty also to become Krishna conscious.
Įsikvėpti iš gyvūno ir imti atlikti savo pareigą.
Yes.
Mikrofoniuką įrašai.
Paskaitoje mokytojas sakė, kad transcendentinės žinias mes galime suprasti tik tai apvalytais jausmais. Ir pradėti valyti jausmus reikia nuo liežuvio. Gal galėtų mokytojas šitą praplėsti ir plus taip išeitų, kad tie, kurie skaito vedinius šventraščius, bet neužsima kitą praktiką, nevalo jausmų per liežuvį ir per tą praktiką, tai jie nelabai gali suprasti transcendentinę žinią.
You mentioned that we have to purify our senses, starting with tongue, and it means that someone who is just reading the Vedas and not using tongue to purify his senses, they could not understand this Veda. So maybe you can explain what is the practice by using tongue, how to purify senses.
Yes. Come to samosa and have some samosas. And join the kirtan.
Ir mėgautis kirtan.
And then your reading will become, you'll understand what you're reading finally.
Tuomet jūs galėsite suvokti tai, ką skaitot.
If you just read without chanting and taking bishadam, you never realize what's going on.
Jeigu jūs skaitysite vedas, nekartodami mantrų ir nevalgydami prasado, negalėsite suprasti.
Therefore, we read on Harinam this afternoon, so everybody can hear the chanting, you see.
Taigi mes šiandien buvom išėję į gatvę padainuot tam, kad visi išgirstų mantras.
So by this chanting and by this prasadam and the books, those three things combined, then they can become awakened in Krishna consciousness.
Jeigu žmogus suvalgo prasadą, kartoja mantras ir skaito knygas, tai gali pažadinti jo Krishna sąmonę viduj.
Next question. Yeah.
Manęs universitete dėstytojas paklausė, žinodamas, kad aš esu Krišnos sąmonėj, ir šiek tiek gal susidūrė su ta filosofija, paklausė, kaip suprast, kad mūsų ta praktika, džiapos kartojimas yra pokalbis su Dievu. Ir aš pabandžiau paaiškinti, kad Krišna šitam amžiui ateina kaip įsikūnės į šventą vardą, bet žodžiu, žmogus to nesuprato. Kaip galima kažkaip paprasčiau gal tai tiesiog paaiškinti?
I was trying to explain to my teacher in university that chanting, it means how chanting it is my relationship with God, but he was not understanding. Maybe you can simple explain how it is.
You bring him here and I'll talk to him. Thing is, for me to tell you what to tell him, preaching is intuitive. You need to actually see the person and, you know, feel his vibrations like that. That's how preaching works. I can't just give you some little magic formula on a piece of paper and you take it and you awaken him, you see. You have to it's an art of how to actually feel and understand what's going on inside their heart.
Tai menas suvokti, kas vyksta žmogaus širdyje.
Preaching is desha kala patra, it's according to time, place and circumstance. I mean, there are many arguments I could give you, but they may not work if you use them.
Galiu duoti daug argumentų, bet jie gali ar nesuveikti.
Because it depends on how you say it.
Nes priklauso nuo to, kaip tu tai pasakai.
Prabhupada told me it's not so much what you say, but how you say it.
Prabhupada mane mokė, tai ne taip svarbu, ką tu sakai, svarbu, kaip tu sakai.
So two devotees can say the exact same words to a person.
Taigi, du žmonės gali tą patį pasakyti.
And one will have no effect, and the other will have a great impact.
Ir vienas neturės jokios įtakos, o kitas turės.
It depends on one's conviction within the heart. So I can give you a few words you could try. What he's not. What is he having a hard time understanding?
Kas jam buvo sunku suprast?
Kaip šra, bet kaip veikia tas, nu, žodžiu, kad tai yra pokalbis. Jisai, aš nežinau, jisai yra akademikas, filosofas, ir ta prasme, man atrodo, kad turėtų būti gana aišku jam. Nu.
He was not able to understand how chanting is our talking with God.
I see. Krishna says that we should chant. Satadang kirtayantamam. And we are ordered by Krishna to chant. So by chanting, we are pleasing God because we are following His order. That's all.
Kartodami, patenkinami jo norą, mes jį patenkinam.
So just like you say, well, you are my teacher and I'm your student. And if I follow your instructions, then you're pleased with me. And if I don't follow your instructions, then you're not pleased with me. By following your instructions, there's a nice relationship between the student and the teacher.
So,
Krishna is also a teacher. And he's given us an assignment to do. Like you give me assignments, my dear teacher. He's also a teacher, and he's given an assignment. We have to chant his name. So by chanting his name, then I please my teacher, and he gives me, I pass the course. My dear teacher, you're giving me a course, but there's also a greater course called life. And we have the teacher has given us a homework assignment in life that we should chant his name. That's our homework assignment.
And
by doing our homework, which is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, when it comes to the final exam, which is the time of death, then we will pass the exam because we did our homework. So that's what I would tell him. I would understand, here is a teacher, and he would understand the example very well.
So
I would suggest you use that example, a teacher. Yeah. You are my teacher, Krishna is also my teacher. There's this course, which is for one semester, and then this course is for the whole life. Next question. Yeah.
Jei nėra skirtumo, kaip tarnaut Krišnai ar dvasiniam pasauliu gimus, ar materialiam, kodėl mokymuose dažnai yra vis dėlto pabrėžiamas dvasinis pasaulis, turim siekti tam tenkinti.
If there is no difference where to serve in spiritual world or here, so why it is so often emphasized to going back to spiritual kingdom?
There's a great difference between here and the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, it's very different from this plane. Spiritual world, there's no sickness. There's no old age. There's no death. There's no cold winters. There's no taxes. You don't have to work a job. You don't have to worry about, you know, criminals and terrorists. It's just a big, wonderful festival. I mean, there's such a huge difference. How you can think there's no difference? There's a gulf of difference between here and the spiritual realm. But one who is self-realized,
bet tam, kuris
who has fully awakened his dormant Krishna consciousness, is already situated in the spiritual world within his heart. So for him there is no difference. But for neophytes like you and me, there's a huge difference. So if you want it to be the same, then you must become fully awakened in Krishna consciousness. Next question. Yes.
Norėčiau paklausti gerbiamo Gurudevos, kaip reikėtų reaguoti į pagyrimus, kad neatmesti tų pagyrimų ir neįžeisti žmogaus ir kad nemaitinti savo netikro ego.
If someone is glorifying me, how should I accept it? By
yes, I accept it on behalf of your spiritual, your guru or the devotees or his Prabhupada. In other words, you give all credit to those who have inspired you in Krishna consciousness.
Jeigu kas nors tave giria, tai tu turi visą visą šitą šlovę atiduoti savo mokytojams.
I'll give you an example.
Pavyzdžiui.
Prabhupada. He said, even though they say I have done great and magical, amazing things, I haven't done anything. Whatever credit you may give me for any, what I have done, it all goes to my spiritual master. Whatever I have done is all by his mercy. But if there's anything I can take credit for at all, and that is that I've always obeyed the order of my spiritual master. So that the devotee, he cannot take credit, he won't take credit for anything. Except that I have been the faithful servant of my spiritual master. So you can say, whatever good you see in me, it's all the mercy of Krishna. I'm simply a fool, rascal number one. But by the grace of Krishna, I've been engaged in his service. And if you, and you also engage in Krishna's service, if you also will engage in Krishna's service, you can become glorious. So, any one last question? Alright.
O jos vyras neina Krišnos sąmonės keliu. Ką jį turėtų daryti?
If some woman wants to have a spiritual master, but her husband is not following spiritual practice, what she should do?
Bring your husband under your control.
Reikia vyrą sukontroliuoti.
You become the boss.
Look at boss.
I actually have one disciple. She's a very good disciple. Her husband is completely against Krishna consciousness. But that woman is strong and she's powerful, and he has to do what she says. So you take charge. You become the leader in your house. That's all you have to do. You take, Krishna will help you.
Krishna padės.
You become the leader.
Tapkite lyderė.
And the husband now is facilitator in many, many ways.
Ir vyras padės jums.
One day, I know he'll become a devotee also, because he's associating with her.
Ir mano mokinės vyras taip pat vieną dieną taps Dievo atsidavęs.
So you pray to Krishna, please give me the strength that I can follow Guru. I can follow Guru, and I can follow you perfectly. Please help me in this difficult situation. Krishna will help you.
Taigi, prašykite Krishnos pagalbos ir jisai jums padės.
If the husband is not Krishna conscious and the wife is Krishna conscious, the wife is the guru of the husband. You have become his guru then. Train him up to at least give you the facility to practice Krishna consciousness. And then gradually you engage him in Krishna service also.
So
you should be strong. You should be heavy. You should be powerful in such a situation. So we'll stop here and go to the next phase of the program, and that is the supreme nectar of all nectars, the books. Achyuta Bhai.